The time is 7:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. The Department of Health in Louisiana has reported 1,356 more coronavirus cases, 17 more deaths, and 16 more hospitalizations in its daily noon update yesterday. It's the first day since April 9th that the agency has reported more than 1,000 additional cases in a single day. Tuesday's case count is the highest reported in 77 days. While older people are considered most at risk, people ages 18 to 29 are leading the number in overall cases, with close to 9,000 confirmed COVID-19 infections in that age group. The total number of COVID-19 cases across the state is 51,595. That's 1,356 more than Monday's total. 39,792 are presumed recovered. There are 3,021 deaths reported. Tuesday marks the second time in less than a week Arkansas has recorded double-digit COVID-19-related deaths in a day, and the state health department's data shows virus activity is steadily increasing, showing more than 3,500 new positive cases since the state began allowing businesses to reopen last month. Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson, speaking on PBS NewsHour this week, said he didn't feel Arkansas's reopening is to blame for the recent spikes.
The new cases that we have, are they related to the fact that we opened up, lifted some of the restrictions? And the answer is that we have not seen a correlation between lifting restrictions and the new cases that we have. The new cases actually are coming out of some of the essential industries that are open regardless. It's our food supply.
Hutchinson was referring to hundreds of poultry workers at a Tyson chicken processing plant in Springdale, Arkansas, who recently tested positive for COVID-19. Currently, Arkansas is increasing testing 4% of the population, over 120,000 tests, doubling from last month. Texas reported almost 5,500 positive COVID-19 cases yesterday, a new record high for a single day. A retiring Republican congressman from Texas is concerned about the surge of COVID-19 cases, especially in his district. Pete Olson said during a U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing Tuesday, he is worried about the rising number of 20 to 39-year-olds getting the virus.
The last week, there are one-third of the new cases in my hometown of Sugar Land, in my home county of Fort Bend, in the Greater Houston region.
Olson blamed young people for not taking the virus seriously. Yesterday's House hearing comes one day after Governor Greg Abbott called the growing number of coronavirus cases in Texas unacceptable. The governor appeared on KBTX-TV in Bryan, Texas yesterday and urged Texans to avoid getting out in public.
Because the spread is so rampant right now, there's never a reason for you to have to leave your home unless you do need to go out. The safest place for you is at your home.
Abbott also announced that local officials can now restrict gatherings of more than 100 people. Previously, that was 500. He's also directing state health officials to enact new emergency rules for child care centers that were rolled back last week. This is Red River Radio News.